With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The man who tried to storm the dinner in Washington Saturday evening, Cole Thomas Allen, has been charged in federal court in Washington with the attempted assassination of President Trump. He did not enter a plea. Meanwhile, the president calling for unity.
The president spoke on Saturday night about the experience shortly after a man armed with guns and knives tried to push past the security perimeter inside a Washington hotel where the president was about to address the White House Correspondents Association dinner. Mr. Trump suggested his politics made him a target, but he says that there's a need for bipartisan healing. President Trump tells Fox News that after the incident, he would have given, quote, a speech of love if the event hadn't been curtailed. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said increasingly polarizing political rhetoric was partly to blame for so many violent incidents surrounding the president. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump holding talks with his national security team after Iran made a new proposal. Sort of.
The proposal was being discussed. I don't want to get ahead of the president or his national security team. What I will reiterate is that the president's red lines with respect to Iran have been made very, very clear, not just to the American public, but also to them as well. I wouldn't say they're considering it. I would just say that there was a discussion this morning that I don't want to get ahead of, and you'll hear directly from the president, I'm sure, on this topic very soon.
King Charles III and Queen Camilla have been to the White House on his first visit to the United States since he became king nearly 4 years ago. Royal couple arriving in Washington Monday afternoon for a four-day state visit aimed at celebrating the United States' 250th anniversary. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump hosted the couple over tea in the green room. This is SRN News. A warning from a leading Christian researcher.
George Barna has been measuring America's spiritual condition for decades, and he believes the country is in trouble. Barna, who heads the Cultural Research Center, says, quote, a quarter century ago, 12% of the adult population held a biblical worldview. Since then, we've seen a steady reduction in that incidence. We reached a low point, 4%, in 2023. But Barna says the decline can be reversed if churches start focusing on discipleship. Michael Harrington reporting.
New Jersey's Nassau Presbyterian Church hosting five lectures of Samuel Adams Her series, marking the 250th anniversary of the nation's birth. Organizers say the event will also highlight the unique role Presbyterians played in moving New Jersey from indifference to independence. During the American Revolution, King George called the drive for independence the Presbyterian Rebellion. SRN News. A market rally slows down. Here's Seth Soutell.
A record-breaking rally slowed down on Wall Street after uncertainty rose about what'll happen next in the war with Iran. The S&P 500 inched up 0.1% Monday. The Dow slipped 62 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.2%. Crude oil prices climbed more than 2.5%. The war with Iran is choking off the supply of crude from the Persian Gulf into world energy markets. Several big companies report their latest results this week, including Amazon, Alphabet, and Microsoft. The Federal Reserve and other big central banks are also set to make announcements on interest rates. Seth Soutell, New York.
Well, Microsoft saying it will no longer pay a share of its revenue to ChatGPT maker OpenAI. Industry analysts say it's the latest move to untether a once close partnership. More details, srnnews.com.